June is upon us, and for many people, May felt like the longest month of their lives. There was dance recitals and graduations and sports games, and it was just never ending. June is here. Summer is here. What do the stars say are going to happen? Astrologer Anne, you can find her online at astrologeranne.com. Anne, what's going to happen this month?
Well, big contrast from last month. The big message from the stars is lighten up.
Okay.
Let's get happy.
Oh, yes.
We did all that work last month. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All the things you said, Anna, plus eclipses, Mercury retrograde, anyone, and confusion. In June, it's about lightening up because we're all in the sign of Gemini, sign of the twins, the entertainer, the performer. It's the lightest sign of the zodiac, and it says it's time to have fun.
Oh, I'm into that. Sign me up for that.
All that sounds good. The weather cooperates. It's doubly good.
We're ready.
So what exactly does lighten up mean? Is there like certain days that we should let loose or just throughout the month quit our jobs and go on vacation?
You know, it actually would be a great time to go on vacation if people are planning that. But even if you're at home and at work, you're going to notice a spring in your step, a lightness in your thoughts, which is so great. There's a couple of things early in the month, in fact, that will jumpstart that. June 3rd, we're going to get a big full moon. And that's going to tell us, hey, where do I get my joy and optimism? So just pay attention to insights, and then they'll fuel the month. June 5th, we're going to have even more great things coming because the planet Venus is going to go into Leo, which is the sign of the inner child. Now, this is the way to lighten up. Seriously, all month, let's just be kids in a way, in the most fun way that we can. Like all those things you used to love doing, we're getting into summer really close here. Wow, great time to think about what were some creative things you used to do that maybe you set aside. Go back and do those. Or if you have children, play with them.
Jump rope. Remember in the summer you used to jump rope?
We used to play chase or hide and seek. Mm-hmm. That was the best.
Hopscotch?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopscotch. All of those things.
And I never cared about mosquitoes. I could climb a rock like nobody's business.
Yep.
Or a tree.
Yeah.
I could never climb a tree. I was never good at climbing trees. Like, it's always something I wanted to be better at, but I couldn't do it. And whenever I see my daughter now, my 14-year-old, climb a tree, there's part of me that has so much pride. Because it was like she didn't get my inability to do that. My inability to do that? My inability.
Your inability.
Yeah.
You get to live through her, Anna.
Yeah, vicariously.
Yep. Looking down upon the rest of the world. Wow.
Well, you know, you might want to revisit the tree thing June 11th. I say that because Gemini's planet Mercury, the fastest planet in the solar system, it's right next to the sun, always talking to the sun and saying, what cool thing can we do now? Well, it's going to go into its own sign. It's going to go into Gemini. All that retrograde stuff we had to go through last month, well, in June, starting on the 11th, we're going to be on steroids with curiosity and fun, trying new things, flitting around. Be like a butterfly or a bee or a bird. Fly around, try new things, flit from thing to thing. It's not about sitting on task for 4 hours. It's about, I'll do a little of this, I'll do a little bit of that. And it's really, truly about having fun. This is our time. The universe grants us this month every year. It says, lighten up, have fun, climb that tree.
All right, June, here we go.
Let's do it. I'm ready for it. Thank you so much, Astrologer Anne. You can follow her online, astrologeranne.com.